Yeah. Hi. We're back.
I'm back. I'm AJ Twist.
I'm back too. I'm T.
He's not here.
And this is episode 334. This is the Altaria episode.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I don't remember this Pokemon.
No?
Actually, no, I kind of remember this Pokemon.
You saw him last week, just in a smaller form.
Yeah, well, apparently this is the...
The cotton...
Too logical.
He's a dragon. He's the dragon bird Pokemon.
The humming Pokemon.
Humming?
Why would that be, actually? I wonder, is there like some kind of sound thing or
you
ability?
One of his attacks is sing.
I mean, but a lot of motherfuckers can sing in Pokemon, yeah.
What, like what, Jigglypuff and Clefairy?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's unique about him. Maybe that's why. But he's also a dragon type.
He's a flying dragon. Isn't that?
I think so, yeah.
Pretty rare, right? A flying dragon type?
Well, for that thing to be a dragon, that's fucking weird. It's a bird.
No, I'm getting real Dragonair vibes from this guy.
Really? This blue bird, dude?
I mean, he is a bird, but I don't know. I'm getting some Dragonair vibes from him.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of...
All right.
Anyway.
Just because he's blue?
No, he's got some Dragonair...
Just because he's blue.
It's because he's blue and white, jackass.
And white, my bad.
Yeah. It's two colors.
All right, you're right.
All right, so this is the podcast about anime, video games, comics, movies, card games, TV shows.
Me.
AJ, and
yeah,
that's about it. Don't forget, you can check us out every Wednesday, you know?
Wednesday.
I know, I felt like I should have said
on twitch.tv/collision28.
Yeah, we're available there. We're also on our own website, collision28.com. You can go there and find everything there. But if not, we're also on Twitter, Adam Focus Podcast, if you want to tweet us. If you want to email us.
28 on Twitter.
Don't forget the 28. And if you want to email us, unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com. You can... comment on things we've said, suggest things you want us to say, and, you know, whatever.
Use suggestive language, all that.
All that. You can do that, too. AJ, how was your unfocused week, man?
You know, not bad. I'm trying to figure out how to do this thing on Discord, but I'm not sure how it works. So, oh well. But you know what I forgot to talk about last week that I bought? I bought this.
Oh, shit. Is that the Slayers?
It's the Slayers. Collector's Edition. Number one, it's a hardcover.
Oh, shit.
I thought it was a manga. This is not a manga. This is a fucking light novel. It has a cool poster.
Oh, wow.
But it's words. Where's my picture?
You were so disappointed.
I was. There's a couple pictures, though. Look at that. That's pretty cool. You got a Zelgadis, Amelia. Not Amelia, sorry. You know.
Zelgadis and Lena become buddies.
This is basically the first season of Slayers, except thumbing through this, I realize there's no Amelia.
Well, they don't get her till after they slay Shabernigdo, so maybe that's why she's not in there.
But this is the whole first season. At the very end, they talk about pinning. Why is she here?
Oh, wow. She's coming in the next later. Book. Look. Yeah. Wow, but, that's crazy.
Because I was like wondering about this, you know, as I was like about to buy it and shit. And I skipped to the last page and like the last part of the chapter, whatever, just to read it. And they talk about Flagoon and how Silphio called out, you know, to freaking revive Flagoons, you know, and to kill like Rezo, you know, how they pit him against a tree and all that. I was like, okay, this is the end of season one. Amelia should be here. But I'm like going through this, like, she's I don't see there, anything huh? about Amelia in here, and I'm skipping to the middle of it somewhere.
No Prince
like,
Phil in there? Fuck out of here.
Probably not, yeah. So this is slightly different. And then
they don't fuck with Prince Phil. I don't fuck with them.
And then even this poster they have in here too. Check this out. This looks pretty sick. But there's no Amelia.
Wow, there. Everybody's there except for Amelia. Silphio's got
and
like.
Who is this bitch?
Who the fuck is that bitch?
I don't know.
I'll tell you who she's not. Amelia.
She's not Amelia. Yeah, that's for sure. But yeah, that's pretty cool. But yeah, so Slayers anime, like one of my favorites, old school anime. But yeah, one thing I've been looking for is manga for it, so I can kind of see other bits of the story and stuff that they don't really go through in the manga or in the anime. And I found a book, and now I'm wondering if Slayers has it been based off a book this whole time?
No, I mean there's a manga.
Not a manga? There is a manga.
No,
right?
There's I've read it before. There's a Slayers
I've
manga.
It. What Bro. The fuck is this fool doing in here?
The fuck? Oh, is that the guy from Slayers Next?
Yeah.
That's fucking funny. Well,
one of the unless they just use
that's funny that
likeness.
That's funny that I remembered who he was. He's that bitch ass king that gets turned partially to stone, right?
Yeah, you know, he's part of the Sorcerer's Guild. Damia's mentioned in here too. What the fuck is happening? Yeah.
Maybe this is a reimagining.
With Damia, since the chairman's disappearance wasn't too different from the rumors going around the city. Dude, this is freaking season.
Next year, yeah.
What the heck? Oh my God. I don't know what this is, what's going on here. So, like, the other thing I'm wondering too is, like, how much is this is based. Like, is this based off the anime? Or is the anime based off this?
What's going on here? I don't know about this one.
And then why is Elgadas putting a freaking stone through someone's skull? Look at that shit.
Yeah, that's Benvis. No, it's the one he uses to kill that fool in the Slayers in season one. Remember?
Yeah, probably.
But look,
this is
the Slayers manga.
Who is this bitch?
This is the Slayers manga, bro.
It looks like a different cover. Oh shit!
They have it. They do have it in English too, but it's hard to find. Yeah. Look, here we go. Look, they have it in English too. Hold on.
What the heck? Yeah. So yeah, Zulf's mentioned here. So we got Zulf going on in here too.
Okay, this is how I've seen it in English before. I've seen this cover with Slayers written on top in English before.
Yeah. Okay.
Like this.
Damn, we got some hunting to do.
I might help you on this because it's kind of fun. I'm down.
But you know, this exists. I bought it. I went to Little Tokyo last week. I completely forgot that I bought this thing. And then I saw it on my shelf the other day. I was like, oh, yeah, I didn't even talk about this. But apparently, I guess Amelia is definitely there later on because there's a fucking ad for her in here for like...
For the next book, yeah.
Collectors number 4, actually.
Oh, wow, she didn't come until 4?
Yeah, or actually, you know what? This is number... Well, yeah, because like... Oh, my bad. It says 4 right there, right? Wow. This is number 1.
Maybe that she's just on the cover of that one. Maybe she comes in the next one.
Yeah, maybe.
I would imagine. Imagine she comes after Philia.
She is, because Philia's mentioned. Oh, not Philia. That's still Philia.
That'd be messed up.
Yeah, that would be messed up. Like, introduce me to this complicated dragon chick and don't even give me Amelia yet. Like, but yeah, so interesting. I might actually have to read.
Okay, to clarify.
The more I skim through this, the more I have questions I have.
Damn, actually, AJ, you know what? You might have a harder time than I think.
No.
Apparently, there's like 3 or 4 different Slayers mangas.
Oh, look, this contains volumes 1 through 3. So maybe Amelia does come in the 4th one then.
Oh, I see. I hate it when they do it that way. All right. What else is in your focus week?
Fuck. I don't know.
Did you watch anything?
Right now. Oh, yes, I did. There's this... I thought it was a TV show on Netflix, and I learned it's not a TV show. It's a fucking movie. It's called Adam's Project or Adam Project.
That's fucking funny. Yeah, that's fucking funny. That happened to me opposite. There is a thing. I thought it was a movie and then turned out to be a fucking TV show. And I'm like, oh, man. And the first episode was long like a movie, too. So I was like, ugh.
Yeah, no.
That's Yellowstone. It's really good, though.
Started watching it with Cars and then I'm sitting there like I'm getting into it and shit. I was like, oh man, this is a good first episode, you know? And it keeps going. It's like, it keeps giving me more details, more to the story and all that. And then at one point I was like, man, I gotta go to the bathroom. Let me wait till it ends. And I was like, wait a minute. How long have I been sitting here, you know? And I finally look at the timing of the movie and it's halfway done. It's like already an hour and in. I was like, this is a freaking movie. And Carlos was like, yeah, what'd you think it was? I'm like, I thought it was a TV show.
That's fucking funny.
Like, I knew it was a movie. I'm like,
I told you it was a movie last week. We were talking about it.
I think people might have mentioned that it's been a movie to me.
Might have mentioned. But, I like that.
But it's Netflix. I don't think movies, like, when Netflix makes something,
why
you know?
Not? They make a lot of movies.
Even for, wow, what's that Will Smith one, Light? Even that
Brightburn,
one.
Brightburn, you mean?
No, Light. Which is that what's that? Called? The one that Will Smith in the fairy world?
Brightburn.
And shit?
Bright.
It's called Bright. See, I was close. I was one letter off. Maybe two. I thought that was a TV show as well when I started watching it and ended up being a movie.
Man.
Ah, man, Netflix is fucking with my emotions, you know? But yeah, so I watched. It was pretty. Have you seen it?
Which one?
Adam.
No,
Project?
I've been wanting to see it.
It's good. And then with the actors involved, I was like, man, these are some fucking major MCU crossovers in this fucking movie right now. Like, this is gonna be fun when we get a Deadpool movie.
I got an interesting piece of news for you. We'll talk about it later.
Okay,
I think
that's cool.
Just remember that you said that, and we'll come back to that.
Sounds good. Aside from that, you know, we did our weekly hammer ritual, right, where we gather and play various fighting games to decide who's worthy of a hammer for the week. We play KOF for the hammer. But aside from that, we also have some Infinity Stones, and we each have one, or not each of us have one anymore, though, but each stone is a certain game that it represents. So if you beat a certain person in that game, if they have that stone, then you win that stone. And I lost my Skullgirl stone to Drew, out of all people.
Out of all people?
I don't know how the fuck that happened. But yeah, he ended up besting me somehow. He was fucking like trying to learn the game at the moment too. I don't know what the fuck he was
doing. Wow, AJ, you let him beat you when he was learning? Like yeah, in an anime or something? You know, when the hero's like learning some shit and they fucking beat somebody who's actually good?
I'm thinking now that maybe I shouldn't have given him that that practice round.
Why would you? Why'd you even do that?
I don't know.
That's his responsibility to get a practice round
that's
beforehand.
True.
You know?
Yeah, you know, that's facts right there, yeah. So no more practice round, guys. we also played Tetris Effects. I played a couple matches against Tai Chi, against Steven. That was cool. That was fun. And he fucking taught me about this other button because I heard of this mode in Tetris Effect called like Zone, I think is what it's called, where you like you go in the zone and there's a fucking super meter in Tetris Effects, dude. You build up this meter, you hit a button, and then you put into the zone mode where like, you know, the effects around you kind of like smooth out, goes kind of crazy and for a bit. But it gives you time to just drop pieces like crazy.
It's like if you're playing a the vacation level in Luminous, right?
Yeah, like everything's kind of moving slow.
Vacation
like,
in the summer? Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
the
like,
reggae one?
Well, like the whole stage is slow, but you can move your pieces fast.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess it's kind of like that. And then everything you do in that small moment, because it lasts for like, I don't know, like 5 to 10 seconds, you kind of like it multiplies your points. And I knew that existed. I kind of forgot about it playing it. And then he was doing it against me. I was like, what the fuck are you doing over there? He's like, the zone. I'm like, that's what that shit is. And I saw it when he said it. It's like a little meter on the side. I was like, fuck, how do you activate it? So I learned that. So I got to go back and play some more Tetris Effects to kind of
probably get a higher score now.
Yeah, exactly. I can get out of the fucking C and B grades and probably get into some
S. Damn, that's probably why you're not getting into that's probably exactly why you're not getting into A, because you're not taking advantage of that yet.
Exactly. So I got to fuck with that. We also played some Luminous, some, you know, old school Luminous.
You guys played Luminous without me?
You played.
Oh, yeah, shit. That's right. I did play. Never mind.
And I was undefeated in Luminous for the night. Just saying. But yeah,
that's
that
not important.
That was kind of cool. The only thing that sucked, though, is that I don't know why. Actually, let me check it right now. But because we're playing it on the Switch, right? And
yeah.
My Switch has been sitting here in the dock for weeks. And it also has been charging. It's fully charged right now. For some reason, when we started playing Luminous, my Joy-Cons were dead. How the fuck do your Joy-Cons die while they're connected to the Switch while the Switch is docked
maybe
with
for the,
power?
Maybe you've been overcharging them like cell phones. Like maybe you're not supposed to overcharge them.
You think so?
I mean, I don't
then
know. I don't know for
dying?
Sure. Oh, that's actually, you know it?
That.
You know it? You just shut down my point right there. I didn't think about that. Why wouldn't the Switch be dying then? That's a good point.
And yeah, now it's fully charged. I don't know. Maybe maybe they weren't seated fully. I don't know. That was fucking weird. But the Joy-Cons only lasted for so long. But it looks like they're all fully charged now. So, you know, anyone who has a Switch out there, check your Joy-Cons real quick. They may be dead. And then I think that's about it. I got a few more, like, Digimon card packs and stuff just for kicks. Trying to, like, find just more tamers out of the BT7 stuff. What was the other thing I was going to mention? Oh, yeah. I found Target had a couple of more gift boxes. The Digimon
what?
Gift boxes?
You found them in Target?
Yeah, I found a couple in Target. I bought one. I'm not gonna open it.
And that shit makes me angry that that you even found that there.
I might go back and buy another one if they're still there, because I was gonna like I kind of just wanted to open them, but I was like, how much are these going for online? They're going for like $40 right now, and I bought it for $25.
Dude, buy them up. Yeah, you're right. You made the right move because because the thing is, those things inside of them are limited edition.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
And so even though the packs are whack or like not whack, but you know, the shit we already have, like that shit inside of it is actually worth a good amount. Like, yeah, just keep stacking them. Hold on to them. If you can get all four of them, like all the different Digimon, you know, the coins, you'll be in a good spot.
Maybe I will hunt them down then for now and just put them off to the side for a while, you know. But yeah,
make sure you don't buy the same one.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I know the one I picked up was Gatomon. And Carla Carla was looking at it. She's eyeing it. She's
she
like,
wanted
is
it.
Is that Gatomon? I was like, didn't we give you a Gatomon? She's like, no. I'm like, fuck.
Oh,
I'm sorry. You weren't opening this.
Damn. We have to get her another one, man.
Yeah, I might have to find another Gatomon just to open up. But yeah, so I did that, and I'll hold on to that. And I think that's about pretty much it, I suppose, for me.
All right. I didn't do too much this week. I wish I would have done more, actually. I kind of started watching One Piece again, but I fell asleep on it, so I don't know if I think I only got one episode in, so I gotta watch more of that. I started watching the show Yellowstone. It's really cool. It was like just one of the top. I saw like the ratings list of the most watched TV shows last year. And the only thing that was keeping up with like Marvel shit and like some of the most crazy shows we were hearing about was that fucking show Yellowstone kept popping up in the top three shows. I'm like, all right, let me check this shit out. You know, that shit's fucking wild, man.
What's it about?
It's got Native Americans in it too, like for real.
Well,
for real.
I figured, but like, what's it about?
Well, it's about like basically people. This one guy, because his family like founded this land. By founded, I mean they took it from. They were the first one to take it from the Native Americans, right? Right, and then the
government. I heard about that before.
But yeah, a couple times, right? And so like, and the government wants to move in and like build some housing on that land, right? But he won't let the government do it. The guy who owns that land, and then the Native Americans are also the third party in it, like because they have their cutoff land right nearby, you know, the reservation they have. But really, that fool's land's supposed to be there. So there's like tension between all three groups and shit. And they do like fucked up shit to sabotage each other and like take each other's land and shit. It's pretty fucking crazy. I think you'd really like it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, just and, like every like a couple of months, you just move the border like an inch. Oh, no one's gonna notice.
Yeah, right. It's shit like people, you laugh, but they're doing shit like that. Like somebody eventually, like, you know, they got a border to keep the cattle. Fools like, you know, slowly cut the wires of the fucking border so the cattle wanders into the Native American land. And guess what? They're like, hey, they're on the reservation land now. They're ours. Or, and then vice versa, the government will do shit like that. Like, you know, like. Oh, like this land, like is past a certain border and a certain time limit. Like you can't have it anymore.
This rock is on the border because this rock is touching our border. The rest of this is our land now. So.
Right? Yeah, people are trying all kinds of shenanigans to get shit to fuck each other over, you know, and shit. And like, and it's crazy, man. It's dope. It's
everything
dope.
The shadow touches is our land.
Right. It's crazy shit, man. It's really good. Yeah, I like it a lot.
Now, is that a movie or is that a TV show?
It feels like a movie, but no, it's a show.
It's a show, okay.
Yeah. Watching the first episode, it's like an hour and a half of the first episode, and I was like, this is a fucking movie. But no, that's the kickoff to the season, and there's like 10 episodes or something. Okay. Yeah, the show's. I get why people like it already. I like it already. It seems cool.
That's interesting. It's kind of, if you want more Native American shit, Reservation Dogs.
Oh yeah, you were telling me about that too. I kind of want to watch that too.
It doesn't get that crazy, but it's a cool, like, you know, teen movie type of thing.
You do. You would definitely like this Yellowstone thing. I think you might want to check it out. But you know, no priority. Other things I've been seeing. I saw One Piece was the one thing. What else did I watch? I guess I didn't really watch that much.
Adam Project, no.
No, I'm meaning to. I watched more. I read more Avengers Forever. That's just fucking crazy. Kang is a motherfucker, dude. Kang is a motherfucker. I can't wait to see this fool on the MCU. Splatoon, always playing that. Oh yeah, King of Fighters. Been playing that. Rock's out now, so I got to learn Rock Howard and like some of his shit.
Yeah, I think he just got dropped like the day like last week after the show or some shit.
Mm-hmm. And my game is already improved just by having him in the team, you know, and playing around with his. He's got a lot of weird new mechanics, so I got to get used to it. Like, weird new techniques that, like, you're just like, what the fuck is that? Like, you know? And so I've been getting used to Rock Howard and all. Like, they got all the Mark of the Wolf characters. Next, I want that full Yamazaki, you know, that full that keeps his hands in his pockets.
He's supposed to be in the next set, right?
Yeah, he's the next set of characters. Oh, you know what else? Well, I guess this is news, so I guess I'll save it for later. But, what else did I do? Damn. I haven't played much Digimon. I want to play more because we have a fucking tournament this Sunday. I want to play. We got to start playing more.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Also, I think that pretty much covers it. Avengers Forever, Splatoon, King of Fighters. Yeah. I mean, I don't really know what else happened up to. I think that's about it. So I guess we might as well just go ahead and jump into the news, right?
Yeah, no reviews to talk about. Oh, yeah, we can't talk about Adam Project.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, did you like it? Just tell me how...
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. Like, it's awesome.
What kind of feels... What kind of vibes does it give you? What do you like about it?
Well, first off, it's fucking Ryan Reynolds, right? And then you kind of know the premise, like he kind of finds himself like in the past, whatever.
As,
right?
a, kid, As a kid, yeah.
Yeah. That kid, I swear, is fucking amazing when he acts like Ryan Reynolds, because you get to see him as a kid. And you know how like Ryan Reynolds has those like those quick quips, and he just kind of says something just kind of plainly, but he's like dissing you at the same time.
Type yeah,
of,
yeah.
That kid doing that shit is fucking hilarious.
He's like, really good at it, huh?
Yeah, he was just really. I was just laughing the whole. It's a funny movie, but it's also like, you know, that has some time travel shit going on and all that. So. I got some good action, just sci-fi shit, you know? So yeah, it's a good time. I'm not sure what I can say that it's like similar to as far as movies go.
You know, I heard it. Everyone keeps telling me it feels like a 90s movie, like a 90s sci-fi movie. That, like,
yeah.
And that's why there's nothing you can compare it to now, because they don't really make shit like that anymore.
That's probably why I can't like find anything to compare it to right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like it gives you, right in the beginning, gives you like Star Wars vibes almost. And then you're on Earth, and then it kind of just... feels just, you know, it feels normal, but like there's some, like some extra shit going on, you know.
I think I mentioned this last week. You know what it reminds me of, just from the feel of the commercials, from the trailers and shit, The Last Starfighter, which I know you haven't seen. Yeah, but
I bet you it's just like it.
No, it's like a reverse because you start off on Earth, and then he moves to space and intergalactic shit. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like almost like a reverse version of it in a way.
Mm.
Interesting.
But yeah, but good shit. I definitely recommend anyone to go check it out, especially if like, you know, just comedic, like sci-fi, like just action-y stuff. It's pretty good. And then, yeah, I guess we'll go ahead and jump into the news.
Okay! News.
This is the news.
Let's do it!
The news.
Yeah!
News.
What? Let's get it!
So I'm on Discord right now. I know it used to say... like, if I were to stream on Discord, I have my Discord, not my Discord. If I was to stream on Twitch, Twitch would be linked to Discord. And then if I'm on Discord while streaming, it'll show, like, you know, my name. And then it'll say, currently streaming this. Is that still a thing? Is that gone? Like, anyone know? Let me know. I'm here. Anyways, let's go into some news. Where's my news? So, what's been going on lately? All right. Well, I kind of need tea here for this, because I'm pretty sure he wants to hear about this. Let's talk about some ridiculous shit real quick then, right? So this came up today. This looks freaking scary. If you ever wanted to hold Elmo or a Cookie Monster in your hand, now you can. I'm just kidding.
Are these the damn Sonic fucking controllers? I saw these earlier this week, and I don't like it.
For some reason, Xbox, Microsoft, thought it was a good idea to make some furry controllers based off Sonic and Knuckles for the Sonic 2 movie.
I was gonna get so dirty so fast.
I thought this was fake. It's fucking
not real.
It's on Microsoft's like Xbox.com website.
I saw it earlier this week and I was like, these look horrible.
I don't know how to feel about it. I'm kind of worried how dirty. Like, can you clean it?
That's what I'm saying. They're gonna get dirty so quick.
Is it like a thing that wraps around it that, you know, you can probably take off and throw it in the washing machine or some shit? You know,
like, oh, I wonder.
Cause that'd be kind of cool. It's interesting. I wonder if it's comfortable, you know? That's what I'm wondering too, though.
I'm sure it feels great until it gets dingy and wacky.
Yeah. But then you could just throw it in the wash, hopefully, right? That would be cool.
Yeah.
You know, if I leave it out, is my cat or dog going to cuddle up with it and shit, you know? You know,
That shit belongs to your cat. If,
right?
If you buy that, you better accept that.
Can I leave it to my cat to clean it, you know? Like, you know, because cats do that shit, right? They clean each other. They clean themselves. Will they clean that?
You can't trust cats to do anything.
Don't know.
You can't trust cats for anything.
I mean, it depends on, you know, where you draw the line and stuff, you know. but yeah, this is an actual thing. Fans can enter two sweepstakes for a chance to an exclusive Xbox Series S, Sonic and Knuckles, and a red Xbox controller by tweeting some shit. Oh, actually, both controllers, my bad. So you can win them. Are these available for actually buying, or is that just part of the... thing, because I didn't read into that. I just saw this shit. That this shit was ridiculous, but yeah, it's a thing though, guys. On April 5th, the DLC. Yeah, you might. It might just be. And I don't even think this is something that anyone could just buy. I think it's just part of this contest that they're doing. Yeah, but yeah, look out for that if you're interested in getting these. I'm not. Actually, I don't have an Xbox, so I think I'm good here. But April 8th, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Well, Disney's new CEO fucking up again.
What?
Our boy Bob Chapek.
Already?
Yeah, man. This guy, we've been talking about him. He's kind of been making a lot of mistakes. Remember, he's the one that implemented the whole Disney Genie thing where...
You call them mistakes. No skis.
he's the one who implemented the whole Disney Genie thing.
He calls them missteps.
Where you fucking pay a certain amount of money and basically you can get your fast pass now, you know? Like, you have to pay to get your fast pass.
Right, right.
You know, everybody hates him for that shit right away, like, you know? And now, this fool's fucked up again, bro. In three different ways. So, one... Yeah, I know. In one way, I guess in Florida, they had this thing, like, where the legislature, you know, like, basically their government there over there, like, basically said that you can't say gay at the workplace.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Disney...
The whole law, like, it's... Well, I forgot, like, don't say gay, like,
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and Disney is funding the guys who fucking started that, and Disney was not making a comment on... Because everyone's like, well, obviously Disney's going to be like, fuck that shit, you know? They didn't say shit.
No.
They said nothing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everyone fucking got outraged. All the gay workers at Disney got mad and outraged and shit.
Oh, yeah, they all walked out, right?
Yeah, they walked out, bro.
That's right. I heard about that.
And so that's one thing. Everything is supposedly Bob Chapek and Bob Iger, you know, the guy who kind of fucking made Disney the shit for the past few years, you know? They don't get along. Like, they got a falling out. Like, they don't get along now. Like,
oh, wow. That's crazy.
I know. And, like... And then Bob Chapek, here's the third thing. He fired a bunch of people that were like OG Disney people and gave like a lot of their positions to this one guy that's a friend of his.
Oh, wow.
And everyone's like pissed about that shit, dude. Like
that's
a bunch
crazy.
Of Disney people are mad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, he's not doing good for Disney. And apparently their stocks, I don't really care about stocks and shit, but apparently their stocks and shit had dropped. About.
Time to buy in.
Yeah, now's the time to drop. For real, now is the time to buy in. Their stocks had dropped like 30% or something like that, maybe even worse. I think since he took over, so it's not looking good right now for him or Disney. Yeah, I wonder what they're gonna do about it. I'm pretty sure that they're gonna start thinking about voting him out, which is it'd be fucking a really big deal because Disney hasn't like fucking stepped in to vote anybody out. I don't think ever. So like, oh man, shit's crazy.
We'll see. Unless he comes out with some big apology shit or something. Maybe.
Oh no, he already did that.
Already
but
did that.
Yeah, it's. It's not helping. Yeah. I thought it would too, but no one cares. Everyone's like still mad at him.
Like, who would like? Is there anyone in the company at the moment that might be able to take his place? Maybe someone they were considering this before Iger left.
Well, they're saying people in the company, like whenever they have problems, they still call Bob Iger. They call him like, "Yo, what do we do, man?
Like,
what
yo,
the
dude,
fuck?
Just come back, man."
Yeah, they apparently that's who they call right now when they have problems. They still call him and like
that's
if
funny.
He and he'll like give them advice and shit, and they're like, "All right, you know," and it's like it's not his job anymore though, you know.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if they have anyone.
Maybe they can just pay him under the table or something.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens to Disney. I know they got Moon Knight coming next week, so, you know, that'll save them a little bit. They'll make a little more money soon.
Right? Yeah.
All right, AJ. Or wait, do you have a lot of news or not really?
Not really.
Okay, then let me do another one real quick. I sent you a new email. Can you check it?
Oh, yeah.
So you mentioned the Adam Project just a little while ago.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
So the director... Put out a tweet, like a picture in a tweet, you know?
Is this it? The new
this
one?
Is it. And it was Mark
Ruffalo. No, just kidding.
Yeah, you would think, right? But instead, he was talking about... Because I don't know if you remember, we talked about last week how the director of The Adam Project is now the new director of Deadpool 3.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was wondering that, too. I was watching it. I was like, I wonder if the director for this or the writer or whatever is going to be... Like, I think I heard something about them being connected to Deadpool or something in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering that. So that's cool. That actually makes me excited.
Mm-hmm. And yes, this guy... Okay, after seeing Adam Project, you like that concept, right?
Yes.
All right, so... They put out this tweet, and the director of the Adam Project and Deadpool 3 said... You know, I never thought this Deadpool project was going to get this far or, like, get, you know, go this way or whatever, you know? You can see his tweet because I don't remember exactly what he said. I'm like, paraphrasing, so you should look it up. But he tweeted this picture, and it's the two of them laying together, like, looking at the sky. But if you look at that suitcase they have or whatever that is between them, there's a sticker for both the Hulk and Deadpool on that sticker.
Yeah.
Leaving people to wonder, is the next Deadpool 3 movie going to fucking have the Hulk in
it? Kind of mad that I didn't catch that.
Yeah, that's a thing. That's a thing.
But yeah, there. I didn't catch any like Marvel references through the thing. There's Star Wars references for sure.
Well, I'm not saying that there's Marvel references, but
yeah,
I'm sure they just figured this out because he didn't get the Deadpool project till like last week.
Okay. Oh shit.
So they probably just like. Yeah.
That's cool though. But yeah, all right. That sounds dope. I'm trying to like think about it too. I'm like, what does that mean?
I think it would be a really cool. Like a buddy cop story if it was him and Angry Hulk, though. It can't be Smart Hulk. It's got to be Angry Hulk. You know what I mean? Like Deadpool and Angry Hulk together would be fucking great, I think. It'd be really funny.
That would be funny.
And it'd be funny if like he ripped him in half like Juggernaut did, and he's like, God damn it.
Like, not again.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, pretty cool.
That would be hilarious. But yeah, it's a good movie. Check it out. And then definitely you can kind of get more. I'm pretty sure. I know Steven was out like last week. Like, gotta watch it. Let me know what you think.
I know. That's why I feel like I let him down. You watched it already.
Yeah. Yep. So, yes. How do I switch back? Bam.
Good job. All right. Your turn.
All right. So yesterday, I found this story. No, just kidding. Actually, this did come out like just a couple days ago. KOF news. Actually, there's a whole, what do you call it? Fighting game, like all the fighting game creators got together, did a round table and to kind of talk about the community and just games and just, you know, complimenting each other's other games. And also like the head directors of Capcom's Street Fighter right now is there, the KOF people's Harada from Tekken was there too and all that, right? All there just, you know, talking about their games and all that and just speculating, just having fun, right? And then all of them were just dropping hints about, you know, just future shit coming out. Nothing too big, nothing that we didn't already know though for the most part, except this was one of the things that we didn't know that was coming because it wasn't mentioned in previous announcements.
KOF stuff, yeah, announcements. Yeah.
But apparently, Omega Rugal.
This is different than God Rugal.
Yes. We had Rugal under the CBS2.
Yeah, that was, they had regular Rugal and God Rugal. They had two.
God Rugal? No,
yeah, they had God Rugal.
But yeah, now we have Omega. So apparently it's going to be some broken ass character.
Jesus!
Yeah, I haven't seen any of this. But yeah, he's supposed to be coming out like next month sometime.
Damn, which is crazy. We just got the Mark of the Wolf.
Yeah.
Here we go, the boss of the
Wolf.
This is, I get, maybe this is
just,
look, yeah, he hit him. This is the CPU from hell, it says. You see that? Damn, son. This looks fucking annoying as hell. Oh my god, look at this. Look, you see that? He teleported to him and hit him. Oh, that's scary.
He grabbed him, he threw him against one wall, and he tried to go to the other wall, but he couldn't move long enough to reach.
All hail God.
April 14th. So, and exactly less than a month. Exactly less than a month away.
Exactly. Nice, AJ.
Yeah, man. That's what I do here, man.
I know. I noticed. All right. Ghostbusters, two things. One thing is that the Ghostbusters shoes we talked about last year, which I couldn't get my hands on, which I really wanted to, are being re-released.
That's sick.
So, yeah, you can have another not all of them, but, like, I think three out of the five pairs are being re-released to the point where you can maybe get them now. They're now a little bit more expensive now. It's $200 instead of $138.
Shit.
Yeah, a little bit more expensive.
I could probably make these, though, man.
What? Are you serious?
Just get some Reeboks. I got some wire.
But can you do it with the style, though? That's the question, yeah.
I don't know about the style, though.
Yeah, that shit looks
great. I got some paint, you know?
That shit looks really cool. I like the look of it. If anyone doesn't notice, it looks like the Ghost Trap.
Yeah.
They had other ones that actually look like they're Ghostbuster suits, but, you know, those are all sold out now, I think. But yeah, this is something you guys can check out and try. You can buy them again. They're available once more. I'm just happy they re-released them because they sold out so quick. I couldn't even get any last time. And now, like, I don't know if I want them because they're so expensive now. But they're fucking cool. You can get them on Reebok.com. They're right there. They now have the black and pink ones available and then this white one I'm showing you. The black and pink ones are called the Echo Boots and this one is called the Ghost Smasher. So, you know, keep an eye out for those if you're interested in them.
Like, pretty fun. I wonder if I can just do some shit like that to my shoes.
I know, just like put a theme to it or something.
Yeah.
Some Ninja Turtle shit or something.
3D print some shit. Oh, you know what I bought? I bought some size.
You got size, bro?
Yeah, man.
You gonna learn how to use them?
Nah.
Don't be a bitch.
Not that I can talk about it, you know. They're just decoration.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
You know, like, I'm on that Zuko shit, you know?
We'll talk later.
This is decoration. I don't know how to use them.
That's funny. He did say that.
No, I actually bought them, though, because I'm trying to put together, like, I want, like, a wall of all the turtle weapons. Because I have, like, turtle masks that I got from something. I think the backpack I bought came with, like, turtle mask. And so I want to make a wall with all the weapons with the mask hanging by them. So I have, like, you know, some swords, but I want to get better swords. I got nunchucks. Now I got scythe. So I got the Michelangelo weapon. I got the Raphael weapon. Kind of have the Leonardo weapon. I was going to go find a stick now.
I'll find you one. We have one in the backyard. I'll grab one.
I was wondering if I could use that or not, you know?
That is Mondo's stick. Anyway, my other Ghostbusters piece of news. The game.
One.
Yeah, this game has been announced for a while, and it's made by, it was announced by iPhonic, or I111 Phonic. I don't know how you say that. But the game is called Ghostbusters Spirits Unleashed. I think this has been talked about for a while. These are the guys that made the Friday the 13th game and the Predator Hunting game, which I think are just okay. So maybe this game might be just okay. But it is coming out. And it's the mechanic seems to be four players are Ghostbusters and one player is the ghost.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it like, what was that game called? And there's a name for it. Like, it's just a 4v1 type of, you know,
yeah.
Monster.
Yes.
Or like Dead by Daylight.
Exactly.
Like, you know, four versus one.
That's what it seems like, yeah.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, there's a trailer for it, actually. You can check it out if you want on YouTube right now. But yeah, this is going to be released some point in 2022. They haven't actually given a date, but it will be available for PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series XIS, whatever.
Xbox
and
Series
PC, which basically means Steam. And Epic Game Store. So if you guys want to play this game, it will be available.
Is it called Spirits Unleashed?
Yeah, Ghostbusters Spirits Unleashed.
That's cool.
For March Madness, the Dave single is just a buck in the wind.
Killing me, Smalls. All right, anyways, I guess we're not going to do it because this ad's taking forever.
I like that they coincided this with the re-release of the shoes just to kind of give it a little bit more.
Oh, is that okay? That makes sense, too.
I mean, I don't know if it was on purpose. It has to be. It was so close to each other, you know?
Did they call it just Ilonic?
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Ilphonic. Okay, maybe that's what. Yeah.
Ilphonic.
Ilphonic. That's how you say it. Okay.
It is ill, man.
I thought you were going to show something.
Yeah, we are. Look at these motherfuckers. Also, there's different like type of Ghostbusters, too. It's like the old school ones and maybe some type of new school one.
She kind of looked like the one from the Ghostbusters Extreme or whatever.
Yeah. Extremes. That's right. Oh, this looks pretty cool. I kind of feel like I'm getting like Left 4 Dead vibes in a way.
Yes, Left 4 Dead. I agree.
Yeah,
I'm down for that.
So yeah, this looks kind of cool.
Raise the old books. Oh, that's funny. Oh, he's in it, Dan.
You have the chance
for the first time.
See firsthand what exists on the other side.
For the first time.
Catching ghosts is only the half of it.
Oh, be the ghost. Okay, there's something about that.
So you want to play as a ghost?
This is Dead by Daylight, like that was sick.
I think that's what it seems like.
To see
yeah.
Try to take on my team.
All right, cool. When's it coming out?
Sometime this year.
Sometime this year. That's all we have. Okay. I don't know. All right, cool.
All right, you want to do another one? Or you get?
Yeah, I'll give you another one. Tekken. You ever play Tekken 3?
Nah, I never heard of it. What's Tekken 3?
Tekken 3 is this fighting game, right? And it has a storyline, you see. So this Tekken 3 takes place, I think it's like 15, 20 years after Tekken 2. Right? Tekken 2 is this other fighting game, right? You have like bears and dinosaurs.
I don't know who that is.
Devils all fighting each other and shit, right? So anyways, Tekken 3 storyline takes place 20 years later where freaking True Ogre comes through and starts murdering the best fighters in the world. So Jun gets got, and then various other ones don't get got, actually. A lot of them end up making it out, I suppose, because they all kind of come back later on. I don't think Bike make it, though. Did he ever make it back? I'm not sure if he ever made it back. But anyways, we got a teaser trailer for a new Netflix series The first opponent you must. I'm not sure if it's a movie though. Is
it
a movie?
No, it's a series.
Because I've been fucking this shit up lately. If it's a series or a movie or not. When it comes to Netflix.
I think it was a series.
It said series.
Yeah.
There you go. Series. But we're getting an ad. It's like an
just
anime.
You know, that's how it works. If it says movie, it's usually a movie, and if it says series, it's usually a, episodic. Yeah. Don't let it control. Go on. That's what they say.
Okay. But yeah, so we're getting an animated Tekken movie, another one. This is probably the second animated. I don't think there's been any other animated Tekken movies.
Was it just Dark Resurrection?
CGI. That's right. I forgot about the blood.
Blood Rebellion.
Blood Rebellion. But this one's called Tekken Bloodline, and this looks to be the Tekken 3 storyline. And we see Truog right here kicking Jin's ass. And Jun's trying to defend him.
Trying to find my grandfather.
And then we get Jin looking out for Heihachi. He's like, I need to learn how to fight and shit. So I can train go freaking kick Truog's
ass. Heihachi's like, this is what I've been waiting for, right?
Yeah. So yeah, this is pretty much the story, I guess, before Tekken 3 in a way.
Well, this is basically the whole journey of Tekken 3. This is the whole story of Tekken 3.
And why the frick is Leroy there?
Who was the woman, too? Go back for a second. Was that June?
I know June was.
Look right there. After Leroy.
You're talking about Paul, right?
No. After Leroy, they showed a woman.
See, that's Paul. That's. That's Leroy.
Look.
I think that's June.
Oh, is that who that is? Are you sure?
Yeah, the short hair, okay. The banner hair, and all that. I'm pretty sure that's June.
This is actually perfect because I've always said, I think I'm.
King.
Did you see Kazuya right there? Did you see Kazuya?
I saw Kazuya, dumbass. Wait, Kazuya wasn't even in 3, actually. What the shit?
No, but, like, they're just, like, I don't even think he's in this. Look, they're just showing that, like, you know, they're all like, family.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And, yeah, man, honestly, this is what I was, I mean, you and I have had this conversation for years, and I've always said this. I think if you were to make a Tekken movie or a Tekken show or whatever, if anyone were to do it, it should be Tekken 3. Like, I mean, it's the best story. Like, it really kicks Tekken into full gear. Because I'm to me, it's weird for Kazuya to be the hero when he's kind of evil and he kind of just wants to murder his dad out of anger, you know? And it's not like he, like, realizes the light and, like, oh, no, you know, I gotta be better than that. No! He fucking murders his dad and, like, he's supposed to be the hero.
They're so, going to murder each other and shit.
But I'm just saying, my point is I feel like it makes more sense for it to be Jin who's actually gonna try to be good at some point, you know? Like, to actually follow a hero.
Even he goes kind of weird too, though.
He does, but you know, I don't feel like that was the idea for Tekken 3 through 5. In Tekken 6, it got weird.
You know who needs to write fucking Tekken? Whoever's doing
Cobra Kai?
Yes.
No.
Why not?
That'd be funny, though. No, they need something a little more serious, but that would be kind of good.
Just because they're weird, like, oh, they're going good, and all of a sudden it just flips, and you're like, what the fuck? You know?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, that could be kind of cool.
Okay. I wonder if this has any connection to this. Tekken the motion picture.
Oh, that'd be cool if it did.
Which kind of is the story of Kazuya coming back. The second one, pretty much.
Maybe it'll be a loose connection. Like, they'll just basically allude to that. And if you want to know more detail, you could look at this, you know?
Maybe.
I could see that.
I'm wondering if there's any connection to that at all. Which, this was fucking weird.
That was really weird.
It had some cool shit, but then it was also super weird at some
point. All the Lee stuff was really weird.
Yeah, this one kind of made Kazuya like kind of a hero though too, right?
Which is it's weird. Yeah, it's weird for Kazuya to be a hero, but he is the hero of Tekken 1. That's why Tekken 1 is just weird. That's what I'm saying. Tekken 3
until it gives you that creepy smile. And then you're like, shit, never mind.
Yeah, no, oh, he's the hero and he smiles like so genuinely like Yeah. Anyway,
but yeah, I'm down to check this out. The movies they did were kind of fucking weird. They didn't connect. They look good. The story was just fucking weird though.
Yeah. I never saw Blood Rebellion, but
Blood Rebellion, that wasn't bad actually. That was pretty cool. Oh, dude, you got to check it out just for the Lee moments, dude.
Oh, I know. I keep forgetting. That's why I have to watch it.
You
told me.
You need to watch it for that, dude.
Oh, I keep forgetting you told me that. That's right.
Just,
I do.
If nothing else, just for
I think
Lee.
I saw it on a streaming service one point, but I don't remember who had it.
I gotta go find that now too.
I'll look for it too.
Yeah, I have a feeling Steven might have it because he has that.
Oh my god, I'm
because he has that Tekken tag HD remix, and I think they came bundled together or some shit like that. I forgot what game it was. I'm pretty sure it was that, or maybe it was Tekken 2. But I feel like he would have it for some reason, which I should just get it from him and fucking copy it or whatever. But anyways, Tekken, check it out. Coming to Netflix. I don't know when. I think this year though, right?
Sometime this year.
Exactly sometime this year.
All right, AJ. So, have you seen that movie Red Notice, written by Rawson Marshall?
Mm-mm.
I think it had who was it? Ryan Reynolds and
is that the one? Is Gal Gadot in it too?
Yeah, I think so.
I haven't seen it. Cars watched it without me. I wanted to see it, but you know,
I guess that's not happening now, right?
It's been tainted. Yeah.
Yeah. So the guy who made Red Notice, his name's Rawson Marshall Thurber. He is going to be making a new thing, a new project, and I believe it's going to be a series. It's going to be he's shopping it around right now, so we're not sure who's going to pick it up, but apparently Voltron the movie.
Oh.
The live action movie.
What
is going to be a thing?
Wait, so the person that made Red Notice?
Yeah. He's doing a Voltron movie.
Interesting.
So I like
now,
I said,
now I want to go see it just to see like
what's the connection there, right? Yeah. Like what could he do right with Voltron basically, right?
This picture looks wrong, dude.
I know this is the one from Robot Chicken.
Why'd you choose this picture?
It's the one from Robot Chicken. It was the only more live looking Voltron I have, man. Everything else is drawn.
That's
hilarious. but yeah, so Voltron.
That's the one you should have shown.
That's fucking funny. the weird thing about this is that I think people didn't love Red Notice. I think it just like skewed like 50-50, like okay. So I'm like, oh, I hope that doesn't mean Voltron. It's gonna skew just okay, you know.
The animated series on Netflix though, or the by DreamWorks, is fucking good.
Yeah, I know. You always tell me, which I think that hopefully they're gonna go more that way with it,
and not like this way.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe if there's a dance battle, I won't be mad. But, you know, I just think maybe it won't
I'm so down for a dance battle.
Just got to sneak it in there, bro.
Yeah. And then I'll even have the freaking, the fake cover of DMX. Work it out on the floor. Work it out.
Exactly. Where they had to change it. Remember?
Yeah, unfortunately. I don't think it was that close to it, you know?
I didn't think so. But apparently DMX thought otherwise. But, you know, you can YouTube it and still hear that DMX one.
I do it once in a while for sure.
Yeah, right? Me too. Me too. All right. Real quick update, AJ. So, this is just an update on the Slayers thing we're talking about. So, on top of that weak-ass Slayers light novel you have, right?
Well, I already know it's weak. We haven't even read it yet.
I don't know. It's not what you thought it was, so I assume weak. Right?
I don't know what it is yet. It's definitely not what I thought it was. But
yeah,
it could
so
be
there you go.
That's
why I'm assuming it's weak. Anyway, there's a bunch of different Slayers manga series. One calls Slayers Medieval Mayhem. Slayers Super Explosive Demon Story.
Oh, fuck.
I think that's it.
Aw.
And then... Oh, shit. And then Slayer Special. Okay, there's another one. Slayer Special. So there's three. Three different manga series. So you take your pick, AJ. You know, just... Oh, no, there's more. Slayer's Knights of the Aqua Lord. Slayer's Premium, the manga. Slayers versus Orphan, the manga, and Slayers Smash, and Slayers Legend.
What the heck? I'm wondering if these are also, because it says here, check out the latest volumes of Slayers, and it gives you this list. It says, plus our other hit series like Tear Moon Empire, Dungeon Busters, Ash Shall Survive Using Potions. That's hilarious.
That's fucking funny.
Full Metal Panic, that's a real thing, though.
Yeah.
That's... Demon Lord
I think
Retry.
That, I think these are just other series. Demon Lord Retry is a show.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
They're all their own manga series. They're just telling you these are good.
The Magician Who Rose from Failure would sound like a Slayer's title to me for some reason.
Yeah, because it's Leah.
Lazy Dungeon Master.
Damn. AJ, there's more. Slayer's manga. One's called Slayer's Light Magic. Slayer's Revolution.
Revolution is an anime series.
Well, this is a manga.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And Slayer's R.
Which is
Revolution.
Yeah.
Evolution R.
Evolution,
yeah.
And Revolution, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you have a lot of... You got to figure out which one do you want first out of these and then hunt it down. So you can't just hunt down the Slayer's manga. You might get the wrong thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is going to be a journey.
I'm not ready for a journey, T.
I'll join you on it. I'll help you with it. All right, should I do more?
Yeah, go ahead.
I got
like two more stories.
What? Two more stories?
Maybe even three.
Maybe four?
Maybe even... No, not four. All
right, so I'll just rapid fire a couple. Hugh Grant.
That got me excited.
Hugh Grant discounts and shuts down the idea of him being Doctor Who. He says it's not happening. I know a lot of people didn't know. If you're American, you probably don't know, but there's a lot of buzz around maybe Hugh Grant might be the next Doctor, and a lot of people are, like, wondering about that. Nope, he says not him. But I think he would do a fucking great job. He's very likable. Bitches love Hugh Grant. Yeah, so that's not happening. Hugh Grant is not going to be the Doctor. Evil Dead. There's going to be a new Evil Dead movie coming out. This Evil Dead movie will be rated R. It is not a continuation of a previous one or any of the other ones that have come out before. It's a brand new Evil Dead remake, which I'm kind of on the fence about that. And I do not believe our boy Ash, you know, why can't I not remember his name? Will be so mad at me. The guy from Evil Dead.
Bruce Campbell.
Thank you, AJ. Bruce Campbell will not be...
I only know that because Wags talks so much about it.
Good job. Bruce Campbell will not be attached to this one or not part of it. But this one will actually take place in a big city and not the woods. That's a big fucking difference for Evil Dead and could add a lot more chaos to the story. So that could be pretty good, actually. So yeah, new Evil Dead story. Movie coming out soon. McDonald's.
What?
Yeah, that's them. McDonald's brings back the Szechuan chicken nugget dipping sauce.
Wow.
Made extra famous from Rick and Morty. The Szechuan pepper dipping sauce was something from the 90s that was really apparently likable. That people
Wasn't it connected to the Mulan thing or something like that?
Yeah, you're right. It was connected to the Mulan release. It was a special flavor they were doing just for Mulan. Back in when Disney was, you know, having Disney meals, toys and shit like that.
Yeah.
This is only going to be in a limited edition packaging.
Damn, fuck! Disney has a Disney vault and McDonald's has a McDonald's vault. McRib and fucking Szechuan sauce.
Mm-hmm. yeah, apparently that you can get one for free and you can purchase up to 5 sides of the sauces. No more, no less. Or I guess less is okay, but no more. And
less is more.
And this begins 3/31. So like that's like what, next week? Next Thursday.
Yeah. After Moon Knight drops.
After the next I'm focused, more importantly. This will be on. You guys can get it.
I don't think I've ever tried it.
I haven't either, but now I want to.
Yeah, I think I'll be down to try it.
You know, this will actually work for them, because I would never fucking go to McDonald's if it wasn't just to try some random fucking thing like this. And also, everyone, remember, you owe a big thank you to the writers of Rick and Morty and the current writers of Marvel right now for fucking making this a thing. You know, you know about that, right, AJ?
No, I don't.
Dude, the character Rick from Rick and Morty is the reason why this is a thing, because he was always bitching like, man, that Szechuan pepper sauce from McDonald's was so good.
And his
from
Rick Mulan. Voice.
Yeah, and it's Rick when it's Rick, yeah, bitching about it. He's like, it's only available when that stupid fucking Mulan movie was out, but the sauce is so good. He's like, man, I'm going to burn that place down one day until they bring it. He made a big deal out of it. You know, he wouldn't shut the fuck up about it. And then McDonald's, you know, slowly has been like trickling it back in because of Rick and Morty, you know?
That's cool.
So you guys, you owe Rick your taste buds. AJ?
Last week at the end of our show, we talked about DNF Duel, which I'd never seen before.
Well, that's the one I was telling you about, right? You like?
Yeah. And more information came out about it. We got a release date for it now. Looks like it's coming out to PlayStation and PC on June 28th.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So this summer.
Have you watched some videos about it or anything?
No. I have not.
You saw a trailer, though, right? Did we watch
whatever,
the trailer yet?
Yeah, whatever we watched together, we're looking at all the characters, remember?
Yeah.
That's about all I've
think?
Seen. I don't know. Like, again, like just like I was saying last week, it looks cool, but like, is it actually as good as it looks? You know, like, does it play as well? Because it looks awesome, but like, once you actually start playing it, like, how's it going to feel when you're playing it, you know?
True.
I just need to get my hands on it and to have a, you know, because it looks cool. Like, I'm down to try it, but am I down to, like, you know, keep trying it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it really comes down to. I wonder if they'll do anything at Evo. They didn't make the cut for Evo, so that's unfortunate. But I'm pretty sure there'll probably be some side tournaments for it. But yeah, June 28th, guys.
Imagine if the side tournament for this gets bigger than any Evo game, because it just ends up being that much of a
Something's done that before.
That's what I'm thinking about. I mean,
what did that? Something got so big as a side tournament that it almost was bigger than like the main game or some shit.
What was it?
Yeah, I feel like it was. If it wasn't like Skullgirls, it was probably like a Smash side
tournament. Oh, was it Melty Blood? I think it was Melty.
Maybe
no,
Melty Blood.
No, it was Melee.
Was it Melee?
It was Melee, because remember, like, that side tournament was fucking huge, and that's why, because they were fighting for it to be in Evo, and they wouldn't put it in Evo, and then the fucking side tournament got so big that they put it in Evo the next year.
Yeah, maybe it was that.
I think it was Melee. Maybe it's happened more than once. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, that full style looks sick. With that fucking longsword. All right, other news. Randomly, Nintendo Wii Shop went offline March 16th.
Isn't it supposed to go out?
No, it's not scheduled to go out. Not yet.
Yeah, because we were just talking about how like things are going to be closing. Well, I know the DS, whatever the DS, the 3DS's eShop is supposed to go down.
Not yet. It's supposed to be the summer. I believe it was May. Or was it June?
It just went like offline?
Yeah.
Okay, that's weird.
You can go to the storefront, but you can't actually access anything. Everything's off. And this is both for the DSi shop and for the Nintendo Wii. I think they didn't. They shut it down early on accident, or like.
I don't think they shut it down early. Maybe because I know they're supposed to cut off your ability to purchase or do anything or even download anything.
But yeah, it's too early though. You know what I mean? Like that's the thing. It's too early. It's like, and now you can't even re-download titles that you purchased at the moment. So right now you're just fucking burned.
So like they fucked up. That's funny.
Yeah. I haven't looked into the modern. I wonder what today's news says about this, but I haven't seen what they said about this today. But this is 2 days ago, and people were fucking pissed.
Yeah, because everyone's supposed to be going out. Like, if you have any purchases, go download them now into your system.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Any available things, go get it now. Because, you know, once they go offline, you're not going to be able to access that shit anymore.
Yeah, they always warn you and, like, try to, you know. Yeah, no, nothing's updated about that.
And then I know the Pokebank was supposed to go free after that, too, when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. And then crazy, just completely just died. Huh, interesting.
Oh, wait. Oh, Nintendo responded yesterday. Okay, wait. Nintendo responded says the Wii Shop channel and Nintendo DSi shops are currently undergoing maintenance. We will provide an update at a later date. I think someone fucked up. You know what I mean, AJ? I think someone fucked up. Because they usually don't do that without warning. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't happen too much for Nintendo.
Kind of surprising that everyone noticed too, though.
I know, right? Is there that many people on it like that? Like,
yeah, exactly.
I think Nintendo was probably like surprised. Maybe they didn't fuck up. Maybe they thought, like, let's just do this quick maintenance real quick.
No one's gonna notice.
And everyone fucking said no. Yeah. What the fuck? And they're like, oh shit, they're all on that shit still.
People were using it. Oh shit.
Right.
That's interesting.
Other news. Adam's Family. I don't know if you know. Christina, there's going to be a new Addams Family spinoff show called Wednesday. It's just about Wednesday, you know, and it's going to be on Netflix, I believe.
Yeah, we talked about that like a while ago.
We did, right? Okay. Well, guess what? They've just started doing some casting, and Christina Ricci is going to return to the show.
Interesting.
Yeah, everyone's a little bit surprised by that.
As Wednesday, or
no?
Okay.
She will not be playing Wednesday, but she is in this. That's what some people are wondering. Is she playing Morticia or what? But we don't know. I kind of feel like it's going to be a random character to kind of, like, give her some advice and, you know, just kind of, like, hint that, you know, it's not easy being a kid or being dark or whatever. You know, whatever the fuck.
Right.
That's just my guess. I don't know, though. I thought that was really interesting. I'm like, oh, dude, I love they casted her again. I'm just excited by that.
That's cool.
Other quick news. Dynamite Comics is releasing a Death of Elvira comic.
They're killing her off?
Yeah. This is greenlit by the woman who's done it before, too. She wants this to be, like, a thing that she's okay with, or she's greenlit it, so you know. She's even commented on it. She says, I've done a lot of wild things as the Mistress of the Dark.
Hey.
Everything from film to television, music to comics, even wearing wired headphones and yoga pants. But there was one huge item left off the bucket list. Dying. Don't panic, horror hounds. There's more to this spine-tingling tale than you might think. So I'm guessing she's still going to have a life after dying based on what she said.
She's going to be a ghost.
Yeah, and now Elvira's going to be live forever. She's going to live forever now, you know, like basically. And that's pretty cool. So anyone doesn't know, she's a horror, like, sexy icon from, like, back in the little
day. I wish I had the soundboard set up so I can hit the if you know what I mean button.
Right? And this year is the 40th anniversary of Elvira, so I'm guessing why this is happening. So,
yeah.
And I'm sure this is also a response to the recent huge comics, like the death of Doctor Strange, you know, and previous ones in the past, death of Superman, death of Captain America, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sure this is like
a spoof on that.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like that's what they're going for with this, for the 40th anniversary for her. But yeah, if you're a fan of her and Elvira and horror shit in general, you might want to check this out. It might end up being worth something, too, if you buy the first issue, you know, the first edition, first issue.
Hmm.
Yeah, pretty cool. Other stuff, there is going to be a new Witcher game. It just got recently announced.
Yeah.
You heard about that too?
Yeah,
it's going to be coming out. Oh, or it's in December. It's in development right now, so we don't know about when it's coming out.
Yeah, they kind of just announced like kind of like a teaser.
Right, they showed a poster.
Yeah, they showed some poster with something specific that people were like, oh, okay, it's going to be based off this thing. So I don't know what's going on with it. All I know is that they're getting a new game, and I'm pretty sure the whole Witcher community is all hyped for that shit. Mm-hmm. I'm over here like, cool, give me a new Tekken.
Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, which is a pretty interesting looking game to me. I actually kind of want to play that game a little bit. But guess what? I got to wait. It's been delayed. This comes officially from the company making it. Rocksteady. Sorry, this came out directly from Rocksteady. And they're saying it's being pushed back till spring 2023.
Damn.
Which kind of a burn. This game's kind of been pushed back on the hills a couple times. Like, even when we did the DC announcement last year, we didn't really see any gameplay from this game. We just saw a trailer, which was really cool.
Yeah, it kind of shows like a...
the concept of the game.
No, I feel like we got like some story, like, you know, line to go with it, right? Like, they had this whole thing. Gameplay, though.
No gameplay. Just the story, like you said.
What do they call it again?
Like a cutscene trailer.
A cutscene, there you go.
Cutscene trailer, yeah. It was strictly a cutscene trailer. Yeah. You only saw cutscenes, no gameplay.
Yeah.
And it was dope. They fucking used Outcast bombs over Baghdad. Didn't expect that.
That's
that
right.
was tight.
That's right.
But you know that when we were reviewing it, I believe AJ so keenly pointed out there's no actual gameplay in this. And I believe now there is a little bit of gameplay footage for it. However, you know, this game just seems to keep getting pushed back and kind of being kept in the back hills of it. Like, maybe they shouldn't have announced it so soon. I feel like they announce games a lot faster than they used to, like, unnecessarily. Like, why don't we wait till we get further before we get everyone excited, you know? Like,
yeah, I feel like Nintendo's the best at doing that.
Yeah,
like they don't really tell you anything, and then all of a sudden, oh, this game's coming out in a couple months. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
it's fast. Yeah,
yeah.
Splatoon,
but like
3, right?
Yeah, it's like that. Well, Splatoon was announced like a whole year earlier, but still, I mean, at least it's coming out within a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
The freaking Pokemon Legends Arceus thing and all that. Freaking Crimson and Pokemon Violet coming out soon too. Like, what the fuck, you guys are working on that?
That's when they hit us with the dokes. Yeah.
Exactly, surprise.
Do
motherfucker.
You still have that on there?
I don't have it set up right now. That's
all right. Surprise.
Otherwise, I was going to push these buttons this whole time. but yeah, but like some other games, like they announced it too early sometimes, and it gets pushed. That kind of sucks. I believe there's certain other games that I still haven't coming out, like Duke Nukem Forever. No, just kidding.
Oh, God.
I think that already came out, actually.
All right, AJ. Yeah, actually, that did come out. Yeah, that did come out, finally. Yeah. Detox never came out. But AJ, go ahead. Last piece of news for you.
Yeah, I actually got a couple more here, too. So,
oh, you motherfucker.
During that whole, like, you know, fighting game community thing that they just did over the weekend, we got some other stories that came out, too. So one of them is about Virtua Fighter, the Virtua Fighter, like, Ultimate Showdown thing that just got re-released recently. Apparently, we're getting some Tekken crossovers in it. So Heihachi and freaking Kazuya are going to be in the game as costumes.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, yeah, they're costumes.
They're costumes, yeah. And I was like, oh, should they add a new character? No, it's just costumes. Or something like that. That would have been cool. But like, this is kind of close. So I don't know what they're doing with this game.
That's definitely not a Kazuya stand.
No, not at all. But yeah, if you're into Virtua Fighter and you're still playing that shit, look out for that coming soon. No actual date, but like, it's a thing.
It's coming. My last piece. Okay, you said something else. I'm sorry.
Yeah, something else too about that whole thing is Street Fighter had an announcement too. Their final definitive update for Street Fighter V coming out March 29th, so like in a few days. They're gonna have new battle balances, and apparently all these battle balances are gonna give you like new connections with combos and stuff like that. So they're changing shit so much that you might get new combos out of some shit that you weren't able to connect
before.
Ooh,
I like it when they make updates like that.
Yeah. So like no new moves or anything like that, just new possibilities. Also, they're adding a couple other like filters. They're going to have this pixel filter and this cell shading filter, so you can just give it like a different art style. Yeah, Cody Ihana, but like this new art style.
Oh yeah,
good.
I see the cell shade look. Yeah, I see it.
So that's a thing. But they also have this other thing called a pixel like filter. Like, what the fuck is this?
It looks like Street Fighter 2. Looks like Street Fighter 2.
But it looks all. I don't like the way it looks. It looks like they just put like squares over it.
Look at it. I mean, they did, but if you look at it, look, it takes away the 3D feel.
Yeah, it does, though.
I think that's the whole point, is to take the 3D feel.
So that
feel.
Was a weird one.
I wouldn't use that shit. That looks annoying.
New tracksuit color. So I guess a tracksuit is an option in the game. Now you have all fucking types of colors for every character.
People love the tracksuits. I don't know why.
So now now you and your friends can all choose a certain tracksuit color, be your own tracksuit mafia.
Dang, banging on people.
Right. Also, apparently, the Cap Jams remixes is going to be in the game now, too. So there's all types of new remixes of certain themes and all that. So that's all coming out in less than a week.
They could have named more characters they didn't care about. Dan, Oro, Rose, Akira, and they named the characters in Street Fighter that you care the very least about. Those are all the bottom tier characters they just named
kind
right
of
there.
Like,
that's fucking funny.
It's all new characters, too, actually. All like the recent DLC. Yeah, but yeah, look out for all that coming soon.
My last piece of news. This isn't really, I mean, it's news, but this is really just for me. You guys know I get excited about my favorite fucking Marvel team ever. Midnight Suns have been mentioned in popular media for the first time.
Every time I hear Midnight Sun, I get the Black Hole Sun.
No!
I don't know why.
Obviously they're doing a lot of promotion because Moon Knight comes out a week from today.
Right.
So they've been hyping it up, you know, and people they asked Oscar Isaacs about, you know, the idea. What do you think about the concept of Midnight Suns? He's like, dude, I've been reading Midnight Suns just recently. I did not know that was a thing. I'm super excited for that idea. He's like, the idea of me working with other dark hero characters and fucking fighting off supernatural shit. Like, he was just talking about it and getting hyped about it. Like, apparently he knows some shit about it. You know, he recently found out.
Mm-hmm.
This is not news. I just wanted to say it because you guys know I fucking love the Midnight Suns. And I like that he acknowledges them and he's hyped for the concept of it. Oh, I really hope they do it. Oh, yeah. I love the Midnight Suns, man.
That's cool, though. Some more hype behind it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'll get this because I feel like they're building pieces. Yo, if Punisher is part of this team too, that'd be sick because we just got the fucking whole Netflix series
For
the MCU now, right?
Yeah, for anyone who doesn't keep up, the whole Defenders series is all on Disney Plus right now with parental locks.
Yeah. I heard rumors of possible Daredevil reboot or some shit.
Oh, dude, I'm so glad that you said that because that's actually not a rumor. Check this out. So there's a website called Production Daily, Production Weekly.
Oh, yeah, I heard that's where it came from. That's supposed to be like for production heads, like a news.
Yeah, it's for light people, sound people, art people, production people. Basically, just tells them movie jobs that are available right now. And, you know, a lot of movies there for pre-production before the movies even fucking got started, you know,
because
they want to start getting work on it done. And, you know, this, honestly, if you want to fucking know about the secrets to Marvel stuff coming out, this is what you want to watch. Because this thing spoiled three things, AJ. Three things.
Mm.
One thing, Deadpool 3 is on that list.
Okay, nice.
All right, so that's one thing. The other thing on the list was untitled solo Marvel space movie.
Oh, interesting.
So no one knows what that could be, but the guess is Nova or Silver Surfer, because there's no one else.
Why couldn't it be Guardians?
Solo Marvel space movie.
What if it's just, you know, with Star-Lord, you know? Maybe that Rocket movie, you know?
Well, that's the second movie spoiled. I mean, not spoiled, but like pointed out that it is a thing on that website. And the third one, it says Daredevil Reboot.
It just always says that.
It's very nonspecific. It just says Daredevil Reboot. Now, this is, to some people, this means a certain thing, but I'm going to tell you why this is very unclear. Because reboot doesn't actually mean one thing these days. I thought it meant one thing. Apparently, it means two things. A reboot can either be start from the beginning. Yeah, recast everyone, act like the last thing didn't happen. This is a new thing. We're just kind of loosely telling people like we know that existed, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other reboot thing is when they actually re-jump a show that is canceled, finished or like no longer in syndication.
Yeah.
This also means reboot. So this shit doesn't tell us anything. This also doesn't specify whether it's a series or a movie.
True.
We literally don't know anything. We just know there will be Daredevil. That's all we know.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, nice. Man.
Well, yeah. I'm glad I brought that up, too.
I forgot about that. Thank you for saying that, AJ.
I know, like, I heard all those stories recently. I didn't know they're all connected to the same source, though.
Mm-hmm. All same thing, yeah.
I got one more thing to talk about real quick, too.
Hit us, hit us.
So, over the last few years, they've been like the video game Hall of Fames have been happening, and every year they induct a new game to the Hall of Fame. And I think I bring it up like every year that like something gets inducted, and I think we kind of talk about them once in a while too. Here's the final list for this year. So this year, I forgot who's in it right now. Maybe I can bring it up in a bit. But here's the final list for this year's. So far, we got Assassin's Creed, Candy Crush Saga, DDR, Dance Dance Revolution, Ocarina of Time, Legend of Zelda, Minesweeper, Ms. Pac-Man, NBA Jam, Parappa the Rapper.
Parappa the Rapper!
Resident Evil, Rogue, what the fuck is Rogue?
What the fuck is Rogue?
Sid Meier's Civilization, and Words with Friends.
What is Rogue?
These are all nominees.
I've literally heard of everything except for Rogue, yeah, dude. So what the fuck is that?
I'm pretty sure we can say that Rogue's not going to make it then. However, there's a chick in a bathing suit. Like, looks like she's handcuffed or something back here. So maybe we should look into this.
Maybe it's worth watching.
Yeah, worth checking out for sure. If it's going to be like Hall of Fame, like, you know, historical like game, I don't think Candy Crush, Assassin's Creed is going to make it. I don't think Resident Evil is going to be there yet. And that word's a friend. Civilization, I think, can make it. Minesweeper and Ms. Pac-Man seem like top three for sure. Other one, everything else is kind of in the air as far as like my opinion on this one here. I don't have the previous that I would bring it up here, but I guess not. But I know we talked about them in the past. View inductees. So Animal Crossing has been there. Microsoft Flight Simulator, StarCraft, Where in the World's Carmen Sandiego. I think these are all games that made it in the past. Grand Theft Auto 3 made it in 2016, along with Oregon Trail.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. I think we talked about it, actually.
Space
yeah.
Invaders. Pac-Man. So Pac-Man's already here. I don't think we need Miss Pac-Man, too. Tetris, Pong, Sonic the Hedgehog, World of Warcraft, and Super Mario Brothers. Those are have already been inducted already. Bejeweled is in there too. What the fuck?
So yeah, it is a classic game at this point.
Yeah. So those are all games that have made it in the past, along with Street Fighter 2 and Legend of Zelda and Doom and The Sims. Yeah. Okay. I remember talking about some of these now. So those are all games that have already made it into the Hall of Fame here. So do you think any of these games are worthy? Let us know.
Yeah, we want to know what you guys think.
Email us. Give us some tweets. Let us know what you think will make it this year. I think you're allowed to vote over here, too. So if you want to go to museumofplay.org, and you can go look for that and go ahead and vote on them. And then we'll talk about it when that happens, I'm pretty sure.
All right. Basically covers the news for InFocus. So let's jump back into InFocus Weeks. AJ, what you got planned?
One thing I didn't talk about that I'm going to talk about right now real quick is this database for Digimon cards I've been working on for the last few months, right? I finally had a new breakthrough this week, and one day I figured it out. I don't know what's wrong with me. I just fucking yesterday, I'm like, I'm going to try this shit out finally, and I finally did it. I have a filter that actually filters out a lot of shit. So, T, give me a list of, like, random, like, parts of a card that you're interested in that exists. You know, color, tamer, color. Option, okay. A certain effect, you all know? Right. Give me something.
Right now?
Yeah.
Tamer.
You want a tamer card, right? Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
Any specific color?
Blue. Let's say blue tamer.
Blue tamers?
Right. Memory blue tamer. Does it help?
Let's see. Maybe I could type memory in here. And let's search it. And this is what comes out. So Matt Ishida, Joe Kido, Rina Davis, Thomas, Tai Kamiya V tamer. And that's all. This is a small list. So
damn.
Anything that has memory and its, you know, effect name, and if it's blue, this all shows up right here. And this Thomas one, it's not a memory tamer, but what does it say about memory, though? Actually, it doesn't say shit about memory. So, that's what it says. Okay. So, it's the security effect says, play this card without paying its memory costs. So, that's why it came up on the list. But you know what I can do, though, is I can filter out don't look at that security infect, and so we can try that again. But yeah, I this shit works now, dude. Like, it's fucking around with this shit. So now I can filter out whatever I'm looking for, and it's gonna come up, dude. It's fucking amazing. Look at that. That list got lower now.
Damn, a lot lower.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's something I've been working on, and I'm just hyped that I got a fucking filter that works now. So now I can search it. I know, like, Wags was trying to build, like, a deck using this shit, like, looking for certain cards. Like, I want to look for cards that have this ability. I'm like, I have no way of searching that yet. Now I fucking do, Wags. Come back. Go fuck with this shit for me. But, yeah, so that's one thing I've been working on. And now I just need to go back to do what I've been wanting to do forever, is just make the whole page looks pretty, because it's all, like, all weird and all weird angled and everything. So I got to just put some color to it, organize some boxes here and there, just look at make it look more presentable. So I'll be working on that, and finish entering BT7, cause I don't have all of BT7's information in there yet. And of course, you know, the usual, play some more, King of Fighters, maybe play some Tekken. There's a Tekken tournament going on, Saturday.
Oh shit. Okay.
That if I'm out of work early enough, I might just go in and check it out. Oh, you know what's crazy? So, cause, you know, the other guys, found a spot, right? Where they do Tekken tournaments, I guess once a month now or something. But that spot apparently does Digimon card battles, and their Twitch channel, they fucking stream Pokemon or Digimon battles.
Let's make it happen, AJ. So come on, like, I'm down.
Maybe I should just go there just to play Digimon, you know?
I'm down. I'm bring my dick.
They seem to have a community over there. Oh yeah, apparently we're gonna go to a Digimon tournament, right?
Aren't we? I'm off.
Yeah. So Sunday we'll do that. Maybe I'll actually do what I've been talking about and maybe read some of my comics finally. Yeah, that's about all I can think of that I had planned. All
right. For me, watch more of that Yellowstone show. I'm going to definitely watch that show, Yellow Jackets, which is a horror show. I haven't gotten to that yet. Also, more KOF. I want to practice my rock combos and try to get that full down a little bit. That'd be pretty cool. Other things that I want, maybe tweak my Digimon deck before we do that tournament. By the next time you talk to us, we'll have both hopefully seen Moon Knight, so we can review that here for you on the podcast.
When's it come out?
Next Wednesday.
That was next Wednesday?
A Tuesday at midnight.
Oh, shit. Okay. Damn, already?
Yeah.
That was like the 30th. Oh, that is the 30th.
That's the 30th.
Damn. Okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so we'll probably, yeah. Are they dropping two episodes on one night, or just the one?
I don't know what they're dropping, actually. That's a good question.
I feel like I heard two episodes, but I'm not sure.
That sounds right. I think, I don't know, not 100%. We'll look into that, because I want to know.
Yeah.
I won't be surprised.
Well, you'll find out next week.
I'm focused. Anything else, Adrian?
No, I don't think so.
Focus.
I think we're outs.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every
Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Just remember, guys, it's never really over.